This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Michael Pinterbonner. Tasmania is the latest state branch of the Australian Labor Party to support same-sex unions. The Tasmanian ALP State Conference passed a motion at the weekend to amend the Marriage Act so that it will permit marriage between two individuals regardless of sex, sexuality and gender identity. Tasmanian Labor joins Queensland, Western Australia, South Australia, the Northern Territory, Victoria and the ACT in passing motions of support for full marriage equality.
Malcolm Turnbull is under fire from the gay community for appearing to publicly support civil unions over gay marriage. Turnbull told the press club last week that there was broad support in the community for civil unions and that there's research to prove it. His own constituents, however, don't agree, with only 17% of those surveyed in his Wentworth electorate in favour of civil unions, compared with 73% who support full marriage rights.
Rudolf Brasda, widely believed to be the last gay survivor of Nazi Germany's extermination camp system, has passed away at the age of 98 in France. Brasda was born in Germany and sent to the Buchenwald concentration camp in August 1942. Historians estimate that 10,000 to 15,000 homosexuals across Europe were deported to concentration camps, where many of them were murdered or castrated by the Nazis as part of their national sexual budget plan.
The City Council of Sao Paulo, Brazil, has passed a measure calling for an annual Heterosexual Pride Day to be celebrated each December. Sao Paulo's Gay Pride is the largest festival of its kind in the world, with around 3 million participants each year. The author of the legislation, Carlos Apolinario, says it's not anti-gay, but, quote, a protest against the privileges the gay community enjoys.
The world's marked the birth of gay favourite Lucille Ball 100 years ago this week, with some interesting revelations on how the comedic icon felt about the gay community. In a candid interview from 1980, Ball was asked her thoughts on a number of subjects, including gay rights, to which she responded, "It's perfectly all right with me. Some of the most gifted people I've ever met or read about are homosexual. How can you knock it?" Ball died in 1989 as a result of complications from surgery.
Colombia looks set to extend marriage rights to same-sex couples, with the Constitutional Court saying equal marriage rights must be brought in within 2 years. According to the ruling, the Colombian Congress must legislate for same-sex marriage by June 20, 2013. If they fail to do so, same-sex couples will automatically gain the right to go to any judge or notary in the country and marry.
After initially trying quiet diplomacy, Ghanaian GLBTI groups have formed an alliance with civil society supporters to oppose an increasingly ferocious anti-gay campaign in that country. The coalition's formation follows criticism that many local human rights activists and bodies were failing to speak out. The coalition hopes to create a friendly rapport between the media and the LGBTI community and to educate people to respect the rights of gay people.
Italian Parliament has rejected a draft anti-homophobia and transphobia bill, saying it was against the Italian constitution. Parliament blocked any further debate on the matter, urging Italy's largest national gay organisation, ArchiGay, to appeal to the European Union for assistance. ArchiGay says Parliament has betrayed justice and respect of civil rights and ignored rising dangerous cases of homophobia, xenophobia and racism in their country.
And briefly in other news, the American Psychological Association has voted 157-0 in favour of marriage equality, saying it benefits same-sex partners and their families. And Marvel Comics have unveiled a new black Latino Spider-Man in their latest series and have hinted that one day he may even be gay.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The Federation of Gay Games has welcomed two new ambassadors, Olympic diver Matthew Mitchum and speed skater Blake Skellerup. The pair will be presented at a lavish gala dinner in Sydney on September 1st, joining current ambassadors Jai Wallace and Michelle Ferris. And Victoria University researcher Dr. Caroline Simons has taken out this year's Australian Society for Sports History Prize for her book on the history of the gay games.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Michael Pinterbonner. We'll have more for you next time on QNN Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.